Good morning, a Wednesday morning. And that means Jeff Wilkin, longtime reporter for the Daily Gazette, joining us with the news of the day. Good morning, Jeff.
And good morning to you, Dave.
Well, let's start with the issue that wouldn't go away for the governor, Andrew Cuomo, and that's a license plate fee, and it looks like it's a no-go now.
Well, it's a big topic. Local state legislators who have slammed the Cuomo administration over the plan to require new license plates with a $25 fee are claiming victory, as the governor's office says it wants to negotiate the matter. Now, some of the officials are saying that, up to 3 million license plates are due to be replaced over the next 2 years, which would give the state $70 million, given a $25 per plate fee. Something that might have affected the governor's decision or his office is that a Siena poll came out on Tuesday saying 60% of New York's registered voters oppose the plan. This plan would have affected license plates more than 10 years old. 75% of these folks thought that the $25 fee, with an additional $20 for people who wanted to keep the same plate number, was unfair.
So the governor gives up that fight. From there, we head to the Ellis Hospital giving up a Clifton Park facility. What happened?
Yes, Ellis Medicine is abandoning its two-year effort to build an ambulatory surgical center in Clifton Park, saying that the timing is no longer right for such a project. They've been after this since 2017. Construction was supposed to start on May 1st of 2019, but Ellis on Tuesday confirmed it had notified the State Department of Health it was withdrawing the proposal, again first submitted in 2017. Timing, they say, is not right for that area.
Well, the timing is set for a major climate rally on Friday around the world. And in our region, that's happening as well. Many young people are involved in this, including school children. I know they've let some of the kids off in New York City, in fact, to participate in this rally. And folks are certainly participating in our region.
Sounds like a pretty big deal. Student and activists across the Capital Region are planning to join these millions of people on Friday to protest the inaction in the face of global climate change. Some marchers will be streaming out of Albany High School, University at Albany, and the College of St. Rose, and they plan to converge at the West Capitol Park for an early afternoon rally on Friday. There's other local field and state agencies across Albany demanding immediate action to stop this further development of fossil fuel infrastructure.
We've been speaking with Jeff Wilkin. He is a longtime reporter for the Daily Gazette. You can read his work and much more at dailygazette.com. Jeff, as always, we thank you. Catch up with you next week.